Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And right now, we are at 833, 60 degrees. Can you believe it? We're this close to Thanksgiving. We got some great weather here. I got a guest in studio here. We have Abby Gustafson from Tri-County Tech Dental. $1 million smile right there. So what's going on with Tri-County Tech, and why are we talking about the dental department today?
You know, the dental program's been out there for about 20 years, and we're always looking for patients, Mm-hmm. And we'd love to see some new faces and get some new smiles.
Well, there you go. Every smile is valuable. And you told me that you have some great students out here. We've acquired them from all around, haven't we?
We have. We have. They're all from all over the state of Oklahoma. We've actually even had some from Nevada and different parts of the United States. But we always look for, we'd love to have some local students. And but they're University of Oklahoma students. They're mm-hmm. in their junior and senior years at the University of Oklahoma Dental Hygiene Program. And they will graduate with their bachelor's degree. It's a 2-year program once they're in the program, and they're great kids. We get the cream of the crop. Mm-hmm. We're super proud of them, and we just love them. They do great work.
But they need some teeth to work on, don't they?
They do.
This is where we kind of come in as a community. So if you have a need for a very clean mouth.
Absolutely. Come check us out.
It doesn't get much better. Right. So what's the process? How do we go about, first of all, getting in to see one of our students?
So we have, you just call our clinic. The phone number is 918-331-3218. We'll hook you up with a screening appointment. Takes about 30 minutes. The students will take a look at your mouth, and we'll do a full health history. Mm-hmm. To make sure that everything's good there, and you'll come in. We'll do a screening with you. We'll qualify you, see how what kind of a cleaning that you need, and to make sure that you fit our needs. And then the student will call you back for a regular cleaning appointment, and you're in.
And so we're not talking about extractions. We're not talking about fillings. We're talking about simply cleaning your teeth.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We do the deep cleaning, which is what some people call it. And we also do just regular profies. We see children. We are in need of adolescent patients, so that between 12 and 18, we really need some kids about that age.
Oh, you need them right and regular. I've seen what goes in their mouths.
Absolutely. We'll teach them how to brush and floss properly. We'll, whatever we need to do. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we need all kinds of patients from 3 and up.
Very good. We're talking with Abby Gustafson, and she's the clinical assistant professor of dental hygiene at Tri-County Tech Dental. You got a wonderful facility out there.
We do.
What a gem.
We are blessed. We are very, very blessed. Tri-County's been so good to us. And, we feel like it's the best place to be, you know, to meet your needs. And, of course, Tri-County's an amazing place to work. We've actually won that award.
So several times.
Several times over. So it's an amazing facility. And if you haven't seen it, come out and see us, especially in the past couple of years.
Now, to get into this program, you have to first go elsewhere, and then you come back
home.
That's right. Which is kind of cool.
So you have to have 60 hours of prerequisites before to apply to the program to be a student. So 60 hours at whatever school that you choose. Mm-hmm. And then the last 2 years of your college degree program is spent at the University of Oklahoma, which we are a branch. So Tri-County is a branch of that program. And we have 3 sister sites around the state. We, of course, think we're the best.
But of course, we got the award.
That's
Look
right.
at the plaque on the wall.
And it's Bartlesville.
So
we love it here. And so once you apply and you are accepted, it's difficult to get in. These kids have to be very smart. But once you're in, we'd love to have you in Bartlesville, that's for sure. So if you're interested in being a student, you can go to the OUHSC website and click on the Prospective Students tab, the College of Dentistry, and that'll tell you all about what prerequisites you need and how to apply to different sites and what kind of grades you need to get in, that kind of thing.
Well, this is really neat. Again, just to kind of reinforcing just what kind of a facility overall that we have at Tri-County Tech. And now with this, something that I wasn't even aware of until you walked in the door today. And so I learn something new every day when I talk to somebody from Tri-County Tech, that's for sure.
We've got a lot of great people at Tri-County, I'll tell you that.
That is definitely the truth. Now, a lot of people, of course, from around the region see this as a place to kind of get started with their educational life.
Absolutely.
And this program is kind of like the finish point. So, we're just filling in the lines everywhere we go, aren't we?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, Tri-County, if you don't know about Tri-County, you need to come visit. I mean, it's amazing. We've got several programs, many, many programs. We've got nursing, of course, the dental hygiene program, and then auto service technician, welding, teacher prep. Mm-hmm. There's just so many things that you can do out at Tri-County, and even our flex programs are amazing. So,
one thing I want to stress to parents of school-aged kids, and maybe some of the kids who are just kind of straggling into school right now might have the radio on, or listening to the podcast, or checking out, of course, our Facebook Live video a little bit later on in the day, is that there are all kinds of careers
Absolutely.
Out there. Not everybody's going to be a brain surgeon or a rocket scientist.
Right.
And not everyone's cut out to do that.
Right.
But there are so many valuable professions and vocations that are just as needed.
Absolutely.
And Tri-County Tech really opens the door to a lot of them, if not most of them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. So, you know, we even, at this point in time, we have a grant in place from the state. It was a $1 million grant.
That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. And it allowed students to come to Tri-County at no cost. So, yeah, it's an amazing program.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had a lot of success with that as well. So,
I understand that the classrooms are very, very full right now.
Well, you know, we've had to do the social distancing.
Well, you know what I mean by
yeah.
as far as...
But they're very full as far as, you know, enrollment is up.
That's what I meant, yeah.
Absolutely, enrollment is up. I can't remember the numbers. I believe that we've had, like, 1,600 applications for...
That's a lot.
Yeah, and so it's up about 600 or 700 from where it was last year.
Wow.
Yes. So we're housing more students. We're trying to, the Skills to Rebuild initiative,
mm-hmm.
we're trying to get people back to work and with proper training, which mm-hmm. is amazing. I mean, and it's an amazing opportunity that we've been given. And I tell you what, our leadership out there is amazing at bringing in, you know, potential for mm-hmm. training more people. That's what we're all about.
One thing about your students in particular, mm-hmm. they're going through a most interesting time in our history.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time they get finished with their training at Tri-County Tech, with all of the different protocols and different things that go on because of COVID,
right.
Well, by the time they're finished, they have their degree and they're out there making money at their profession, there's not going to be much they can't handle because they got it all while they were in school, right?
I tell you what, I mean, the increase that we've done with our personal protection. You know, everybody yeah. wears a mask when they come on to campus.
Yeah.
And we ask that our patients do that. They're prepared to handle a lot of things. And we've increased our personal protection. So we all, you know, when we're in the clinic, we wear head coverings and double masks. We have our N95 masks that we wear. The students wear those. We have shields. We have our goggles. We wear gowns. We're completely covered from head to toe pretty much when we see patients. And yeah, they're aware of how to handle all of the disinfection and, you know, keeping everybody safe and clean. And yeah,
well, in a way that's very, very good because they don't know any other way.
Right. Absolutely.
And any other way is just not going to cut it with them.
Absolutely.
You can see that.
Absolutely.
So you got a great bunch that's coming in at a very interesting time.
It is. They're learning a lot. We're learning a lot. I mean, you know, you think you know everything, and then you realize that you don't. So, you know, we've had to take some steps to you know, increase some things. We were already doing a lot to keep people safe anyway. We just added a few more layers of protection. OU sent some people up to our clinic to make sure that everything was up to speed, and they agreed, you know, we're actually set up very nicely in our program. Mm-hmm. So we're spaced out properly. OU said you can use all of your chairs because they're spaced out appropriately. Mm-hmm. Which is a huge blessing.
Oh my, yes.
we were thinking we were going to have to do half capacity, but we don't, which is amazing. So they've told us what we can and can't do, and we abide by that, and it's working very well for us.
We've been talking with Abby Gustafson, and she's the clinical assistant professor, dental hygiene at Tri-County Tech Dental. And I want to thank you very much for coming by and giving us a little bit of an insight. But once again, we do need folks so that the students can work on them.
That's
so if
right.
anybody wants to really clean up that mouth of yours, how many times has your mother said, hey, I'm going to clean that mouth of yours?
That's right.
Well, this time we mean it hygienically.
Right.
How do we go about making appointments?
So the phone number is 918-331-3218.
Mm-hmm.
Just speak to our receptionist. She'll make you a screening appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the screening is about 30 minutes long. We do a full comprehensive health history, a COVID screening at the door. So she'll tell you about how to get into the building and to get past the COVID screening, mm-hmm. to come into the clinic, and the students will take it from there. So
that's amazing.
Absolutely.
That is absolutely
it's
amazing.
It's pretty easy.
So there you go. You want to get those choppers clean just in time for the holidays anyway,
that's right.
folks. There you go.
That's
well,
right.
Abby, thank you very much for being our guest today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Don't be a stranger. Drop by anytime you need patients, okay?
Absolutely.
All righty.
Thank you.
You've been listening to our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust, brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Moore and Niekamp and Rohl.